Welcome back, gang, to the Baseballer Show. Who's your NL MVP? I want to know. Is that a Hall of Famer to you? Oh, and more Barry Bonds fun facts. Let's ride.
All right, as always, starting off with the Baseballer Blitz. Home run if you like it, strikeout if you don't. Ellie De La Cruz, future MVP?
I say home run. That's a freak athlete, guys. There's not many people on this earth who are like Ellie De La Cruz. You got that height. You have that speed. You have the ability to hit the hardest ball ever. You have all of the skill. 30-30 guy, just must watch TV at all times. If he can put together a great season, that's going to be an MVP. The big hitch on him is he going to K 200 times every year? If he can limit that, that's a future MVP. Home run. Shohei Ohtani. Does he win NL MVP this year? Home run or strikeout?
Moonshot, home run. And if he doesn't, cancel the award. That's almost as bad as our Lord and Savior, Barry Bonds, not being in the Hall of Fame. All right. Thoughts on bringing back jerseys for All-Star Game. I'm sorry. Thoughts on bringing back the home jersey for the All-Star Game. Team jerseys.
I love it. I love it. That's a home run. That's a grand slam. That's a walk-off granny right there. I think that's great. It was cool when they brought the community jersey where everyone was wearing the same thing. But then after a while, you like realized it looked a lot fucking cooler when everyone was repping their team. Mm-hmm. And instead of just a logo on a jersey, it just felt very like salesy to sell like a jersey to the public. Right. This is different. I just love these looks. It's the first time in several years that I can remember them doing this. And I absolutely love it. Jank, Marlins. I know you're a big Marlins guy. I know those are your Marlins, right?
My boys.
Your boys. The Marlins, they've won 8 in a row. Are they a promising team?
I love Kyle Stowers. Otto Lopez has some upside, but only 7 players on the team have over a 1 WAR. I'm not buying it. Strike out. Strike out, baby. All right. Will 300 wins ever happen again?
No shot. That's a strikeout. Verlander, he's at 262, and he's 42 years young, Jank. Years young. That guy, he's been around for, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, whatever you'd say. I'd believe it. If he was pitching back in the 70s with Muggsy Bogues and or Tintin Johnson up there, throwing
old Curly,
Sloppy Joe Johnson up there, throwing his meatball, throwing there. Nah, dude. I think right now he's at 262, and yeah. You think, oh, like maybe he still has a chance. He's 0-5 this year. No one's touching 300 again. If you look at the next closest, it's not even close to Justin Verlander at Max Scherzer. I think he's at 2-something, low 2, something like that. Don't count me on that, but it's nowhere close. I think 200 wins is going to be the next 300 wins. That is a strikeout. Guys, time for Tinder swipe segment. I have a friend who has some nice words to say about Tinder. I'll just say this. I'm a success story. I shouldn't say I. Me and my wife are a Tinder success story. And Jank, you are a Tinder success story as well. So what I think this should be sponsored by Tinder. It isn't unofficially, but we're doing a Tinder swipe segments, guys, for Hall of Famers. Who's your Hall of Famer? Swipe right if he is, swipe left if he isn't. What do you think, Jank?
I think that Tinder is the biggest bang for your buck you can possibly find. $40 a month or give or take for hot leads. You can close on these. You don't have to buy them drinks. You don't have to take them out. You don't have to do any of this stuff. You just shoot a message. And if your shot hits, it hits. I mean, you waste 5 seconds if it doesn't. Listen, it works, man. You see, both of us, we're in relationships. We sponsor Tinder. Okay. We sponsor Tinder.
Yeah. They don't sponsor us. We sponsor them.
We sponsor Tinder.
We have some great sponsors in Dabble and Triton, but I'll tell you this, there is no sponsorship like we are for Tinder. I think we have at least probably created some love for some people. You got it. Absolutely. You can only imagine. But
definitely creates excitement. All right, let's get into it. Lance Berkman, Hall of Famer.
I'm swiping right. Not only am I swiping right, Jank, I'm buying dinner for that guy. He reaches out his hand. I put mine right on top of his, push it out of the way, grab that bill right for Mr. Lance. Guys, he's a 943 career OPS. Is that good? Like, if you put up a 943 this year, you're in a top five MVP vote. He has been tops with MVP votes several years of his career. He is a 406 on base percentage. 406, guys, that is insane. That is extremely elite. That's in the top echelon of all players that you can think of. That guy in the postseason, if there wasn't a guy named David Freese in 2011, He's a World Series MVP. Yep. I'm swiping right, buying him dinner. Give me that guy on in my Hall of Fame. That's my Hall of Famer.
Love that shit.
Jenk. You know, Josh Hamilton. You swiping right, you swiping left.
Dude, this is a tough one. 5-year career peak, or 5-year peak, and it was must-watch TV. This dude is an absolute phenom. MVP, all-star fireworks, crazy power, unreal performance in the home run derby. Only 200 career home runs, though? I don't know. Sorry, Josh, I'm swiping left. The talent was elite, but the resume is not. Sorry, buddy. Swiping left. All right. Chase Utley, Hall of Famer.
I'm swiping left here. He had a 5-year stretch where he was a monster, dude. 900 OPS seasons from a second baseman. We don't see that. We just don't see that. If he even like kept that pace up to some degree for years, not 900, but like middle eights, low eights, that's a Hall of Famer. But it became like a really steep trail off, and the homers dropped, the average dropped. Like, he was pretty much getting like maybe 10, 12 home runs a year, where he was like in the 20s and 30s when he was at his peak. When you're watching him, maybe the very beginning you had the eye test of the Hall of Famer, but towards the end it didn't really feel like it. And I mean, towards the end, the back 10 years of his career, like a good solid chunk, it just didn't feel like a Hall of Famer to me. I'm swiping left there. And this brings me to the next person. Me and you've talked about this a little bit before the show, but Mark Teixeira. Swiping right, swiping left. What do you think, Jake?
All right. Listen to me closely. Taxes is a guy. He showed up to the group project. He did not carry it. Elite defense, switch hitter, no MVPs, and like no signature moments. Mm-hmm. I'm swiping left, but I respect the consistency. And just have to say, he was a part of the greatest infield of all time, in my opinion, on that Yankees team, which is awesome. But no signature moments, no MVPs, just – really good glove. I think 5 gold gloves.
Yes.
But it doesn't do it for me. It's not enough. I'm swiping left, man.
Yeah. I thought, and that was a weird one for me, because I looked at it, I'm like, the numbers kind of make sense. 400 career homers, switch hitter, part of a great team. I looked at the postseason. He was like a 200 hitter in the postseason. Didn't have any big signature moments or anything within that. And I was like, for me, it just wasn't that like sex appeal to it, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, he was leading the league in home runs a couple seasons. I think one season he led home runs and RBIs. He was an elite level hitter, but that's a weird one for me. I can respect that one. For me, is like the most of all of these that I feel like just like right in the middle.
Yep. All right, Joey Votto, Hall of Famer. He wants to be a bus driver. Just saying, after his career,
he wants to be a bus driver.
That's what he said.
It's crazy. Joey Votto. That's a spicy one, but for me, dude, that's a power swipe to the right. Power swipe. Guys.
Super light.
That's a super light. Sorry, I'm a little bit out of it. I've been with my wife 8 years, so I'm a little bit out of the game. Sorry. But don't take the sponsorship away from us, even though it's not there. Don't take it away, please. Don't take it away. Please keep us. Let us keep talking about you, Tinder. but guys, you're talking a career 409 OBP. That's insane. I know I was talking about that with Lance Berkman. I'm not just an OBP merchant, but guys, he had led on base percentage in all of the National League 7 years. That isn't just luck. That's an insane skill. That's an amazing player. He racked up 356 tanks. I know Teixeira did 409, but those are two different types of players. I'm taking Joey Votto on my team over Tex any day of the week. So if Tex is right in there, Joey Votto's an easy one. It's just a weird one because his counting numbers aren't there because of how often he walked. He walked so much that he doesn't have all those same counting numbers. But if you turn those walks into more at-bats, he's going to hit a lot of those numbers that we really need. So I definitely am power swiping right. I'm taking him home. I'm showing him the 50 states. That is my guy I am rocking with in the Hall of Fame.
You buying him dinner?
I'm buying him a house. I'm buying him a boat. I'm going home and I'm telling mom, I'm like, Ma, I found the one. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. MVP deep dive sponsored by Dabble. Let's talk NL MVP, DR. We got 5 dogs at the top. Here's who's cooking. Who's your first guy?
I think, number one, the favorite right now, the Vegas favorite, and this is the National League, it's Shohei Ohtani. I mean, how can it not be? In it, and voter fatigue, we can talk about it, but the guys, he's got a 1. OPS. He's got 30 bombs. He leads the National League in so many different stats. He's got a war over 4, not the highest, as we will mention, not the highest, but if he starts pitching again, it's going to be a complete wipe away. I just don't know at what capacity. We still got to see what he is. But when all things are clicking for that guy, even without a glove, he is an MVP right now. So he is that Vegas favorite, but I do think there's some other ones out there.
Yeah. He's slugging like Bonds, sprinting like Acuna. He's leading the best team in baseball. If he stays healthy, the race is over.
Yeah. Yep. Over. Over. But that brings us to another person. Talk to us a little bit about number two. Who's the number two favorite in Vegas odds?
This guy a little earlier. You probably love him because you're a big Cubs guy.
Ooh. MVP. MVP.
He's an absolute spark plug for a first place team. Shohei slips, PCA might steal it. Golden ticket season.
I mean, you're talking about the war leader in the National League. He's got a 4.5 war right now. The thing is with him is, and just watching a lot of Cubs ball, I think the hitting is just naturally going to regress simply because he just chases at just a ridiculous rate. But guys, even if he's a 820 OPS guys over a season, what he does on all sides of the ball and everything he does when he's on the field is electric. It's exciting. I think if it's close enough, people are going to want to take PCA. Voters are going to want to take a guy because of just like that sheer excitement if it's close enough. So I 100% see it. You're talking about a guy, 21 bombs, 25 steals, already a 2020 player, the first one in Cubs history before the All-Star break, gold glove defense. This guy's insane. This guy's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you, dude. I love me some MVP, baby. I love me some MVP.
MVP
number PCA. Three on the list. We got another Cubby.
It's good on the north side, man.
She's a vet to PCA's chaos. Quiet killer. Voters might reward the consistency. Personally, I think that he's like so consistent that he's almost boring. There's no like wow, like sexy factor like there is with PCA. I just don't think fans are going to respect it. He's one of the most underrated players in the league, and I always say that it's just because he's like so consistent. It's almost boring, you know.
And that's a dude that you couldn't have put that any more better. Like Pete and him are just the polar opposite players on the same team. Polar opposite, where you got PCA, it's flash, it's splash, it's all of these crazy diving plays, stolen bases, big exciting home runs. Kyle Tucker's not that. You know, he's a solid glove. He's hitting a lot of home runs, but he's got 17 on the year. Mm-hmm. It's not like he's just absolutely blowing the world away with his performance, but you watch him. If you watch him, man, he is the most professional at bat you will watch. If the ball is this far outside, he's taking. He's got more walks than strikeouts. Like how many players are doing that? If you're doing that, I know we talked before, that's the true tell sign of just an elite, elite, elite hitter. He is that guy. He's boring as heck to watch. I shouldn't even say that. He's not boring as heck to watch. It's just not a flashy one. It's, oops, I missed an 0-2 slider in the outside corner. Boop, center, single to center. Oop, he actually guesses right, double. So it's just at the end of the day, it's like, oh, he went 2-for-5 with a walk. And he just does that every game. Like he just does that every game. And then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, he's got like a 920 OPS. It's like, he just does it. He just shows up to the ballpark and you can just depend on him being a consistent part of your lineup. He's just such a fun player, man. Such a fun player. But now we'll stop talking about the Cubs. I'm sorry. Stop talking about the Cubs. We got four. And then we talked about this earlier in the year, Cenk, where we were talking Juan Soto. You know, there was we had our last tender swipes, not our last two times ago, where we were talking contract. And I do remember, Cenk, you swiping left on the Juan Soto contract. How are you feeling about it now?
Stupid.
Stupid.
Stupid. Yeah, stupid. Bro. Like, this is the thing. You got to look at, and you said it, like, you can't buy into Juan Soto just not being good because he's one of those kind of players. And just like you said earlier, if a guy has more walks and strikeouts, he's a good baseball player and he will have a good career. I think that's the leading indicator of a hitter. And that's exactly what he is. Even when he's slumping, he's still getting on base. Guy's phenomenal. I like him. I like him a lot. Okay. I know earlier I didn't. And I think some things that kind of rubbed me the wrong way was like the lack of hustle and just kind of the attitude on the field just really rubbed me the wrong way, especially after a big payday like that. But he's alive. He's alive and well.
Yeah, dude. 1100 OPS in June, guys. Is that good? You like that thing? Is that solid? and again, it almost felt like everyone kind of wrote him off. Like, he's having one of those years. And if you just look at his like last 3-4 years, it just feels like it almost feels like there's this feeling of like, is Juan Soto really that guy? And then you look and it's like, oh yeah, like just 930 OPS leading the league in walks every year. It's just not the most like sexy way to watch a guy, but it's just like, if you could just mark a guy down to have a fantastic year every year and him being 26 years old, it's like, yeah, I'll pay him a lot of money. And that's why he's in the spot that he is. But man, when you're having 1100 OPS in June, like, that'll make people remember. He's got 20 bombs just like that. Like, he's right back in this race. And I think that's why he's like a tied favorite for with PCA Kyle Tucker for second place, because you just know if he goes crazy, people are going to want to give it to him too. So I completely see where that he could be that guy.
Yeah. Number five on the list. One of my favorite players in the league, James Wood. He's like Barry Bonds in a horror movie. He's terrifying, but nobody's watching. He's on the Nats, bro. If he's on the Dodgers, easy top three, you know, but nobody's watching. He is doing incredible things for a team that is not very good, and that's working against him at the end of the day.
No, I agree completely. It sucks. I think it really sucks, because it's like you have, in again, Chicago bias, you have PCA on one end, and I do think like PCA is an overall better player to put my thing right down. Overall better, but James Wood's got a 938 OPS. What are we talking about? And like, not much is being said about this guy. This guy's 22 years old with a 938 OPS, just going nuts, going crazy, but he's doing it in Washington. And just people don't care. And like, it sucks. But he is a superstar. And the sad part is that he is going to have to perform above the expectations of the team, because if he does what he's doing right now, it's not enough to win MVP. And that's why I think he's like that dark horse, is it's going to take like a one daughter season for him to do it, even at 22, because the sex appeal ain't there. And
he is capable of it. I think he is. This dude's 100%. He's 22 years old and he's the most calm hitter I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. He really is. He's like nonchalant about it. And he takes balls on the inside and hits them to the opposite field. Like, there's no problem. The kid is he's 6'7" and he's young.
Seven. Like, that's a deer, bro. That's a deer. Fun. A giraffe. Not even a deer. That's a giraffe out there. But the real question is this, Cenk, to wrap all of this up. If the season ended today, who are you taking as the NL MVP? Sorry,
Gotta go Shohei Ohtani, man. Yeah, you have to. It's Ohtani. All these other guys are having phenomenal seasons. They're doing great, but they're not Ohtani. Too much star power there.
I love your take, but I think you already know what I'm going to say.
Kyle Tucker.
Kyle Tucker's better with the bat, no question, but give me MVPCA. Give me MVPCA today, tomorrow, Sundays, 8 days a week. That's my guy. All right, guys, we're going to do league leaders. Why we do league leaders, guys? It's because we want your boys to know that you know ball. We want you to be able to say, hey, you know, Aaron Judge is leading the league with a batting average of 358. Poindexter season, boys. Time to roll. We're going to start in the AL. So AL, Aaron Judge, 358 average, leading the league in average. Also, OPS, 1.188. Is that good? Cal Raleigh, 33 jacks, 71 RBIs as a switch hitting catcher. You like that? Dumper. Yep. Big dumpa. Hunter Brown, a 1.74 ERA. That dude's a stud. Houston, guys, they have one of the best records in all of baseball. Would you have thought that after losing Kyle Tucker? I don't think so. Garrett Crochet, 144 Ks, leading AL. That is a lot of punchies, Mr. Cenk. Scooble, doing Scoob things. 0.835 whip. That guy is untouchable. I saw him throw 100 miles an hour with his 13th K for his last inning of a 7 shutty with one hit the other night on Sunday Night Baseball. Dude is electric city. Absolutely unreal. Now let's go to the NL. We got Ohtani, 30 jacks, also leading with 1.024 OPS and has 83 runs scored. Yeah, I get your MVP take, okay? I get it. I hear it. I hear it. I hear you. Seiya Suzuki, my boy, 70 RBIs. And he just had a 2 RBI hit while the game's going on right now. So make that 72 might change, but he's quietly raking. Who would have thought he'd be doing that? Big Cubs fan, obviously. I would never have guessed that with anything in me. Will Smith is your NL batting title king right now with a 320 average. Another catcher. What's up with catchers, Cenk? Going wild. Paul Skenes, 2.03 ERA with a 0.87 whip. Skenes is just doing Skenes things. Zach Wheeler, taking the lead from Mackenzie Gore for the punchies in the NL. 136 Ks, 0.91 whip. He is locked in. And those are your league leaders. All right, guys, I'm going to hit you with, did you know? Did you know this? I'm about to tell you guys something that you didn't know until right now. Drew Pomeranz hadn't pitched in the big leagues since 2021 entering the season. He was traded from the Mariners to the Cubs from the Triple A team to begin this year. Let me tell you what he's doing. 25 games, 22 and two-thirds innings pitched, zero earned runs. That's a 0.00 ERA if you like specific stats. So when I'm looking at this, I'm like, what the heck? Why is this happening? I've watched a lot of him play. He only throws two pitches. He throws a four-seam and a big looping curveball, but people aren't hitting it. He's got a below a one whip. He's killing it. Is it sustainable? Is he going to be the reliever of the year at the end of the year? I don't think so. He's expected ERA is 3.82. So yeah, there's some luck, but zero earned runs against 22 innings. Something's happening. Things are going insane. Drew Pomeranz from AAA to this, zero ERA over 22 and two-thirds innings. That's absolutely wild.
Bonds time with your boy Jink.
Let's go.
The Goat Files. Story time on our Lord and Savior, Barry Bonds. In 2004, Barry Bonds reached base 376 times, and he only had 373 at-bats.
Goat?
That's why he's the GOAT.
The GOAT. The GOAT. Guys, 609 on-base percentage in 2004. That's not baseball. Guys, you could play MLB The Show on rookie mode, and I don't know if you could pull that off. I really don't. Maybe rookie you could, but maybe veteran? I don't think so. 609 OBP, that's insane stuff. I just don't think that is possibly repeatable.
Mm-hmm. From 2001 to 2004, Barry Bonds had 284 intentional walks, and Arizona once walked him with the bases loaded.
And they won.
GOAT.
And Arizona won. It was a smart choice.
Yes. The scary thing was the guy who came up right after that crushed a ball. He absolutely crushed a ball. And, you know, I would say if you're looking at the metrics on that, it's a hit every time. Average on that's probably ridiculous.
Yeah.
But roll the dice, it worked.
You know, Buck Showalter did that. It was Buck Showalter. And I remember, like, the guy almost lost it in the lights, too. But because it's one of those, like, dude, if who knows if Buck Showalter has looked in the same light if that's a rocket double in the gap. In the lose. You know, like, if you ever think of, like, the what ifs, I hate what ifs. But, like, that's one of those where it's, like, he's going to be looked at as a giant idiot. But flip side, now he's looked at, like, oh, man, what a genius move by Buck Showalter, dude. Like,
that guy knows baseball.
Yep. Yo, that's crazy. Dude, talk about that career war for a second, my guy.
162.8. That's more than Griffey and Bench combined.
That's crazy. And think about that. Like, remember when we were talking Tex? Tex had a 50 war, and we're looking at, like, a 50 war.
That's good.
That can get you in the hall.
All very good.
162. That is three times a Mark Teixeira. A guy with 400 home runs, three times as much war.
Yeah. 500 home runs, 500 stolen bases, and actually the only one with 400 home runs and 400 stolen bases. The dude literally created his own clubs.
And guys, I know that's enough. That's enough. That's enough for tonight. That's enough for tonight. We had to get you guys. I think this is going to be a constant segment, guys. We just have to remind the people. We might branch this off into some other just crazy stats, but you guys need to learn about Barry Lamar Bonds. I feel like it just with a new audience, people just need to be reminded. But thanks, guys. You have been listening to the Baseballer Show. Smash the follow, guys. Listen to us on Spotify. It's fun. Guys, we have a big interview this Saturday with Prince Fielder. Ever heard of him? I think he was pretty good. Either way, have a good fourth. Take care. Don't blow off your hands. JPP, Jason Pierre-Paul. Don't do that. Not good. Do not hold on to firecrackers. They're not good for you. Peace, guys. Have a good fourth. We'll talk to you soon.